Anal Lovers 4-Pack, Books 37-40. Anal Sex Erotica, First Time, Anal Erotica Collection. Written by Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Tallulah Rouge.
The Lingerie Photo Shoot, Anal Lovers 37. I've been selling lingerie online now for a year, and it was going great. I'd put new outfits up weekly, and had quite the following, although most of that following consisted of guys who just wanted to see me modeling the latest pieces. I had a bit of a hustle on the side, selling used lingerie to the men who wanted it, but mostly my business was all above board. I rented from a husband and wife, and the wife, Mrs. Shields, even helped with the photographs after a bit of convincing. She hated the idea of me showing my body off, but when I told her I never showed my face, she started to lighten up a bit. When I showed her my profits, she was all for it. The money rolled in, and the business, if you could call it that, grew. At 19, I was making more money than a lot of my friends, and having a bunch of fun doing it. But then one day, everything changed. My page was due a big update, and I'd planned on some revealing lingerie to really kick things off with the rebrand. I blurred out all the parts I couldn't show, and that only made my male audience salivate more. The worst thing a woman can do is give up the goods early. I didn't want to rule out an OnlyFans page just yet. Anyway, I had a bunch of people waiting for that week's release, and no one to take my photo. Mrs. Shields was away on vacation, and the friend I'd lined up to replace her had taken ill. In desperation, I turned to Mr. Shields, the 40-something, shy spouse of my regular photographer. It's weird, I know, but it kind of made sense at the time. I mean, he was right there at home with me. It just seems sensible.
"Geez, Hannah, can't you wait for Kathy to get back?"
he said, immediately against the idea. "I can't miss the deadline."
"But it's your deadline. Why don't you just do it later?"
"Because if I had that attitude, I'd never make a good business." He hummed in vague approval.
"What do I need to do?"
"Just point the camera and shoot," I said. "It's really easy, I promise." Mr. Shields slapped his hands on his big bare thighs. It was summer, and he'd taken to only wearing shorts around the house. His hairy barrel chest inflated as he breathed deep and stood up.
"Let's do it,"
he said. I don't think he realized what he was in for. He followed me through to the makeshift studio that I'd set up in their spare room. I'd positioned a few bounce boards to maximize the light and made an accent wall with some fancy wallpaper. I'm not sure any of my followers really cared, but I like to keep investing and innovating. Mr. Shields walked in and immediately spotted the rack of lingerie in the corner. He raised his eyebrows and pinched at the fabric of one of the negligees.
"This is see-through,"
he said. Naturally, I ignored him, setting up the bounce boards.
"Hannah?"
he pressed. "They're see-through, yes," I confirmed. "They won't be the worst thing you see today." I could practically hear him gulp.
"I don't know about this,"
he said, rubbing his chest. I rushed to him and held his wrists. "You'll be great." I didn't want him to know that I was nervous, too. It's not every day you strip off in front of an older guy. Doing it in front of Mrs. Shields was bad enough. At least we had the same body parts. The camera on the tripod was all set up and ready to fire away. Mr. Shields looked at the digital display and familiarized himself with the equipment. "Just point and click," I told him. "Well, you don't even need to point, really. Just click."
"Sounds like even I can do that,"
he laughed. "I'll just be changing in the corner." His laughter was cut short.
"Changing? In here?"
I shrugged. "What difference does it make?"
"Yep, of course. Go ahead."
He looked away as I pulled one of the newer items off the rack and started to change. I went right down to my panties, removing my bra. The item was a sheer green in color, and I wanted my fans to notice that it was see-through. "Right," I said matter-of-factly. "Ready?" He glanced back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?